Hi, it's the 14th of March, the day when Marilyn Monroe's first movie premiered in 1948. It was called Scudahoo, Scudahay.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, what a fuss to make.
I mean what I say.
All right, all right. Now, are you happy?
Michael Jackson's album Thriller officially became the biggest selling album of all time on this day in 1984. The man who produced the Thriller album tops the birthday list today. Quincy Jones is 86. He said times were tough growing up in Chicago. It was when he broke into an office that he saw his first piano.
So I went over to that piano slowly and I touched it and every cell in my body said, this is what you're going to do the rest of your life.
Sir Michael Caine is also 86. Amazing acting career and is equally as well known for his voice. One that everybody has a go at impersonating, even Michael himself.
Hello, my name is Michael Caine. I'm finished yet. Not many people know that.
From one British great to another, poet Pam Ayres is 72 and still performing.
Someone they can turn to as the crises rage and swirl. Someone with the remedy, the wisdom, the pearl. Well, they should have asked my husband.
How about this list of March 14 birthdays, hey? Actor and comedian Billy Crystal turns 71 today. He was in Monsters, Inc., Throw Mama from the Train, City Slickers, and When Harry Met Sally.
I have decided that for the rest of the day, we are going to talk like this.
Finally, the brilliant physicist and author of A Brief History of Time, Stephen Hawking, died a year ago today, aged 76.
Imaginary time. People think it's something you have in dreams, or when you're up against a deadline, but it's a well-defined concept.
Remembering Stephen Hawking on March 14.